The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. It is 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m., and it's the first day of February 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Good morning. I have my Fauci lied, people died, pick a side t-shirt on this morning. And for good reason. We're going to have Carolyn Blakeman and Jamie Scherr, an attorney who is suing the maker of Remdesivir. They're going to be on the show joining us at 8 a.m. You're going to want to be here for that. You're going to want to listen to this because they got some damning new information. And in the meantime, for those of you trying to stay healthy, understand that, yes, the Power Mall is what we use to survive. And, of course, some of you got your printed catalog and you opened it up and went, I can't read this. It's too small. Well, okay. Guess what? We updated the catalog with larger texts, so it's more readable than the old one. So if you want a new copy, all you have to do is call.
All you got to do is call. And we'll send you out a new catalog.
877-817-9829 is the number. You got a friend right here at the Power Mall. Notice how I incorporated a little James Taylor, Mr. Woke Taylor, into this whole thing? Yeah. Oh, come on, folks. Good morning. All right. Vitamir, 10% off all the products on Vitamir we carry. We just had Robert Tiktalian on yesterday. That's why we got 10% off Vitamir products this week. And, of course, select products from North American Urban Spice. That's Herbal Z's and Chaga Max. Boom, chaga, laga, laga. Boom, chaga, laga, laga. 15% off this week. You're going, Dave, wow, it's 2 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. in the morning. This did it right here. If you're watching me on streaming on our platform here on thepowerhour.com, I have a cup of coffee in my hand and my Texit cup, right? And that's why I'm on it. All right. Sammy Plus, we're doing a closeout on that product. We're going to give you 50% off Sammy Plus if you want to buy some of that today. Power Mall opens at 8 a.m., by the way, in less than 1 hour, so you can call and place your orders. And, of course, those of you who are familiar with the Sagan Journey water bottles, they come in blue and orchid, and they have an additional filter, right? Comes with one filter. If you want extra ones, we have those. They're replacement water filters, but we have a very limited stock of these water bottles and filters left. So if you want one, we're going to give them to you half off. Wow. See, here's a way that you can, like, if all you had was lake water to drink, you had access to a pond or whatever the case may be, no matter how gummy the water is, you can still filter your water and drink pure water. You only have 72 hours of no water before the body starts shutting down, okay? So we do care about your situation, and if you're in a situation like here, if you're in the major city and you've got to rely on water sources somewhere, well, you might even have to walk through wet grass in the mornings and get dew on your socks and wring your socks out into your Journey water bottle. Don't laugh. That's exactly how survivalists do it. You get a nice pair of thick socks, you walk through, take your shoes off, and walk through thick grass in the morning, get the dew all over your socks, and wring them out. I know, you're going, oh, God, that's just, oh, that. That's how survivalists, that's how they do it. You want to know where water source is? I just told you one, all right, because we're all about solutions here. The OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle is also available, and it will be for quite some time. It's $53. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. You can't beat that. And, of course, you can also add the silver gel, 24 part per million, which I have right here in my hot little hand, and the OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million. We just got them back in stock to complete your winter wellness bundle. What are you waiting for? 1 hour. That's it. That's what you're waiting for. You're waiting for the Power Mall to open before you call up. Of course, you can go online to thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. And if you want to call, you can say, look, I'd like one of those giant-sized text copies of the new catalog, and we'll send you one. We'll hook you up, and we'll put that in there, make a note. Please send new catalog because the print was too small on the old catalog for people to read. Okay. We get it. We appreciate it. Hey, you know what? I'm telling you, it's not really a complaint to us. It's an observation. Some people like to complain, but, you know, here's the thing. I call it an observation because if you're having difficulty reading something, well, there's a reason why you're calling us, is to let us know, hey, the print in this thing is just a little too small for me to read. Okay. Solution, make the print bigger. We did. All right. So, you know, I'm not going to sit there and give you the big raspberry on the radio because, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, I'm wearing cheaters. I had implant lenses put in for distance. I don't mind telling you that thing. I'm very transparent here, folks. But see, I have cheaters on, and you notice how my eyes are blue if you're looking at the screen? That's because these prevent EMF from bombarding my eyes. Understand that? They're special prescription glasses. As I read the computer a lot during the day, after I got back from Los Angeles, my inbox was inundated with people from the Alex Jones show where I was dropping truth bombs on InfoWars. Well, guess what truth bombs I didn't drop on InfoWars that I'm dropping here today? You try to look at the entire scenario of the Great Reset, okay? Put it in perspective. See, the reason we come up with this is because we're critically thinking, and this is why we continue for the last 11 years to make the most 50 most influential and most listened to streaming talk shows for 2022, according to TalkStream Live. 53 million listener sessions were sampled last year to come up with a TSL Power 50 report, and we are in the top 50 at number 34 slot and climbing. If you want to help us climb into the top 25, go to TalkStreamLive.com and stream the Power Hour every day. You can download the TalkStream Live app to your mobile device and stream the Power Hour live and on demand. And see, then it makes notations of that when they sample the listener sessions and it pulls us up in the ranking. And to thank you for doing that, we're going to offer you $5 off your next purchase at thepowermall.com. All you have to do is use the code appreciation, the number 5, appreciation 5, at checkout. And this code expires May 31st, 2023. Wow. And of course, for those of you who want to sign up for a newsletter, the Power Hour and the Power Mall newsletters are separate, as well as our social media pages. In order to sign up to each one of those things, you've got to go to the respective sites to sign up, okay? For one or both newsletters. It's up to you. And of course, your donations are always appreciated. The best way is to buy products from the Power Mall, but we do appreciate your cash donations. We do have people that do that. God bless you for that, because it keeps us on the air. You can also go to thepowerhour.com. You can click the Support Us tab and make a purchase with one of our partners through the Support Us Power Hour Partners tab. You go to thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, and then any one of these, Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, MyPillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. Buy something through any one of those folks, and we get a chop. That's what my attorney in California calls it, is a chop. That means a little piece of the action, right? because they want us to stay on the air because we promote all the good stuff. That's what it's all about. All right. So here we are, 9 minutes after the hour, and you're wondering, Dave, what are you going to talk about now? Well, you know, China has been accused of not being very transparent. Well, now Chinese state media has sought to pass off the huge wave of coronavirus illnesses and deaths that swept across the country over the last month as a smooth transition to a new era of looser restrictions and renewed economic activity. Yeah, the Global Times claimed China's epidemic wave is over. Yeah. No sign of increased infections during the heavy travel of the Lunar New Year holiday season. Well, you know what? They want people out and about. Why? So they can contaminate others with this bioweapon. And all of a sudden people get sick and they don't understand because they've been censored. They've been oppressed. China will not let anybody protest. They will disappear. They'll either be put in a re-education camp or eliminated. It's the way they work over there. Of course, we also have a thing from Technocracy News. That would be Patrick Wood. That ChatGPT is coming for the world. And the development of OpenAI, which is artificial intelligence research, that's a lab founded by, OpenAI is founded by Elon Musk, Sam Altman, and other prominent figures in the tech industry. And while Patrick Wood says he's excited about the potential of AI to revolutionize various industries and improve our lives in countless ways, he's also got serious concerns about the implication of this powerful technology that it could be used for nefarious purposes. Oh, do you think? Deepfake propaganda for the average person? You won't be able to tell the difference. Look what they did when they came out with the jabs. They brainwashed everybody. Yeah, they did. And they pumped in so many different problems. But we have a solution. That's called the Hegelian dialectic. We talked about that before on the show. See, in order to achieve what the globalists want, they have to create a problem that they've already got a solution to. See, they come up with a solution first. Then they create a problem so that when everybody starts panicking like sheep, meh, and screaming for, "Bill, help us, save us," oh, we have the solution right here. It's called Operation Warp Speed. All common sense goes right out the window, as in, what do you mean they're safe and effective? They've only been tested on lab rats. Oh, now we're finding out 3 years later that people that were in the clinical trials are dropping dead? That there were so many adverse events and nobody said anything about it? Oh, we're just now finding out that this only had, what, not even 10 months, if that, of actual testing and studies, whereas the average prescription that's put onto the market for anything, vaccine or otherwise, takes 10 years to develop. Oh, no, it's warp speed. And Trump did what? Patted himself on the back. See, I got you this. I got you this. See, dig me. Dig me. Yeah. Ah, now you see, this is a problem. You put your faith in government and government screws you big time. I'm sorry, but see, here's the thing. Most of your libertarian thought process, and you can argue all day long because it might not be just libertarian. I get it. But the thought process is that people put their faith in government and want them to do things that government was not designed to do. That's half our problem. And then we buy into this garbage. As soon as they come up with something like Operation Warp Speed, everybody jumps all over it and goes, hurrah, savior. You know, the government has just now replaced Jesus Christ and God in my life. You see, that's your big problem. You didn't put God numero uno. No, you put Uncle Sam as your savior. I want you, you moron. You know, I could just see that. You know, instead of I want you to join the U.S. Army, it's like I want you to take the jab. Well, Uncle Sam, oh, man, is he a commie pig too? Geez, I thought he represented a constitutional republic, but no. He represents what everybody in Congress thinks we have going on right now, and that's democracy. Yeah, I'll tell you, these people in Congress are morons, man. There's only a handful that really know what's going on, and they're trying to corrupt them. Every day, I'll bet you they come to them, they meaning the system and deep state, and they're like, look, let me tear off some dollar bills and put them in your bank account. All you have to do is, you see, there are strings attached. Every time somebody is giving a politician money, the whole idea is once you get elected, you're going to do what the person giving you the money wants you to do. And you're going to have to, if you're an elected politician, say, okay, now when you gave me this money, you really expected me to vote for policies that kill Americans? Vote for mandates that kill Americans, that take their wealth. See, you got to understand what this global energy crisis is doing, too. It's redrawing geopolitical maps. Some experts are even saying the global South is increasing gaining influence in geopolitics on the world stage because climate change is rewriting the rules of trade and consumption. The lesson to be learned from the European energy crisis should be to diversify, diversify, diversify. Both trade partners and forms of energy, the global North has instead opted to narrow their trading options even further, much to their detriment. This is a sad thing. You put your faith in, I mean, you just watch, you people right here in the United States, you just watch what's going on in Europe. It's headed in this direction. China's already here. They're already manipulating our financial system. They own about $3 trillion in U.S. Treasury bonds. Now, what do you think is going to happen when they decide they want to collect on them? Put two and two together and think about what's going on with the foreclosure crisis. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions I want you to ponder. And if you think you have an answer, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Around 20% of Swedes, by the way, have now come out and stated they would feel safer if they had the right to self-defense with a firearm because gang violence and fatal shootings are now plaguing that country. Survey by the firm Novus of 1,043 Swedes between the ages of 18 and 64 found 20% of them thought they'd be safer if they had access to a gun. For self-defense purposes, of course. That amount may seem low by American standards, but it resembles a shift in opinion for the historically safe and settled Scandinavian nation. Sweden, ja, or the Fjorda, Jumpin' Yimini, I want the firearm. Nah, okay, but I got to make the furniture. Uh-huh. Yeah, speaking of somebody that has the mental acuity of office furniture, oh, that would be Sleepy Joe in the White House. If I only had a brain. Oh, my. Boy, he just digs himself a hole every time he opens his mouth, right? Extending the emergency, COVID emergency until May 11th. You ever ask yourself why he does that? Yeah. I got to tell you, though, the House is fighting back. Part of the lame duck session. Whack, whack. Republicans back in the majority, of course. They passed a series of bills yesterday related to the COVID-19 pandemic and the vaccines. The GOP majority in the lower chamber took up two COVID-19 bills, while many others still in the docket for possible consideration later in the year. The first bill would officially declare an end to the public health emergency of the COVID-19 pandemic. The second would end the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers at institutions that get federal money. You see, here's the problem with all of these institutions, and that includes colleges. Yeah. See, during the 117th Congress, the Democratic majority in both chambers marched in lockstep with Biden's COVID-19 policies, including vaccine mandates, and people lost their jobs. Couldn't put food on the table, draining their savings. Oh, it's all by design. That gets to this little thing about all the foreclosures and why I went to L.A. over the weekend last weekend and had a conference out there that attorneys and homeowners and investors and others attended. And boy, did they walk away with a snoot full of ammo. I'm telling you, we laid it out for them and showed them how to dig for this information. Because, see, if you don't understand, if you're in a deed of trust state, you have to file a lawsuit and get a temporary restraining order to stop a foreclosure sale on your property. And if you don't know how to do it and you can't get an attorney, they're going to sell your house on the courthouse steps or online at auction.com, which is run by NationStar. These people are crooks, I'm telling you. 99.9% of all foreclosures in the United States are illegal. They are trying to steal Americans' equity and their wealth. That's what foreclosures do. And they don't like it when you're margined. You ever notice when you're really upside down in your mortgage? I mean upside down badly. Your house is worth $100,000, you owe $250,000. You notice that because the market value of the house is only $100,000, if you were to sell it, well, you couldn't sell it for $250,000 if it's only worth $100,000, right? You couldn't retire the debt. And this is the thing, the lenders and the servicers, they don't want to steal your house if it's only worth that because they couldn't sell it and make money. In fact, even Vanguard, BlackRock, and all the other little big boys that are out there, the institutional investors playing in this game through shell companies, they don't even want that property either because they can't rent it and make their money back quick enough. Here's the thing. I really believe, and you can take issue with me if you want, but after studying this since 2007, I am convinced that the foreclosure crisis and the pandemic are tied together. Because in order to make this work and decimate the family, you got to have political conflict in our government. Oh, do we ever. Biden has got to be the most divisive president ever in United States history on record. The most divisive. Says one thing, does another. Two, you got a Congress that's totally divided. And then you got the CSG funding, and all the states are starting to rear their ugly head going, wait a minute, our employee state pensions are tied to all of this garbage, and now they're investing in environmental social governance funding. I don't think I like that idea. And see, they're draining the wealth of the 401ks. All right? So understand, we got a situation right now with Congress passing bills that hurt us and governments locking down economies that hurt us. People lost their jobs because of the mandates that hurt us. People are getting foreclosed on. Oh, well, wait a minute. There's a moratorium. If you were in default before the moratorium happened, when the moratorium was lifted, man, they're coming to get you. They're coming after your house. They want you on the street because you were naughty. You didn't take the jab. You lost your job because you didn't take the jab.
Jib jab.
Yep. All PSYOPs propaganda. And look how many people, 220 million people believed what their government told them. And it was all a lie. And you say, Krieger, how can you tell that? You can't say stuff like that. Sure, Krieger can say that. Deborah Birx admitted it. She wrote a tell-all book saying how we made the whole thing up, the mask mandates, the social distancing, all of that stuff. You know, that's where I came up with a joke, sexual distancing. Stay 6 feet away from that hooker. Yeah. Sick. I mean, come on. This is so stupid. Think about it. If you didn't put on your critical thinking cap at that point in time and say, you know what? Something really strange is going on here. They are trying to steal people's property. And you notice the number of people dying? All you have to do is go into the stats, which I have, in California alone. Because all the blue states, understand, those are the ones that are going to lose the most people as a result of taking the jab. Seriously. Because they all had the mandates and made everybody go get it. So the blue states are going to notice the first slam in foreclosures first. We got 14,000 plus foreclosures going on in California right now. And upon doing the research of about 10% of those, I have discovered a lot of them were deceased. It's a crapshoot. Let's just go in and take the bloody house. They're dead. They can't fight back. How did they die? I don't care, says the lender. We got their property. We got more wealth. Let's steal it. Make up some phony documents, put them in the land record, steal it, and sell it, and pocket all the money. Yeah. That sound logical? Think about it. All these people are dying, and it's abandonment of the property. And, of course, their heirs don't know any better. They don't know to probate it and yank the lender's butt into probate court and challenge them. Say, you don't have any right to collect on this. You don't have any right to foreclose. No, they don't bother doing that. They're going, we have our own lives to lead. Yeah, the government has alienated us from our parents. Screw our parents. We don't care. Let them take the house. We can't afford to pay for it anyway. We have our own lives to lead. You see, that's what our government did. And all of these people fell for it. And they went out and dutifully got the jab. And then, of course, they shamed those who didn't. I know for a fact they did that because I asked it when I was at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, speaking on stage in front of 3,500 people, and I asked for a show of hands. How many people in your family shamed you? Yeah, and the hands went up all over the auditorium. You didn't take the jab. Shame on you. You see, and that's what they pressured family members to get the jab so they could feel better. Oh, they got the jab. I guess I could let them come over and see my kid. Oh, I got my kid jabbed too, even though the kid didn't need it. You see how brainwashed they are? And a majority of them were Democrat. 90% of the Democrats got the jab. Now they want to replace them with these illegal immigrants. Well, you know what? The thing is, we're going to play a clip for you in our next segment. We're talking the top of the hour when Carolyn Blakeman and Jamie Scherr come on the show. I'm going to play a little clip for you. This clip was recorded like 2.5 years ago. I reported on it 2.5 years ago, and all of a sudden now they're claiming it's today's news. I get a problem with that. Regurgitating old news and calling it news, you scare people? Oh, come on. Really? Yeah, I mean, I kind of scratch my head at some of these independent media journalists that keep regurgitating stuff and calling it fresh. It's not fresh. We've known it forever. If anything, it just reaffirms the fact of everything I've been saying the last 3 years, ever since this garbage started on St. Patrick's Day, 2020. Let's all go have some corned beef and cabbage and stay locked down for the next 30 years. Doesn't that sound like fun? Okay. Yeah. All right, fine. Now, of course, they want to eliminate the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. What do you think that's going to do? You think that's going to stop the woke corporates from demanding you're going to get the jab? No, they're all part of it. They're all marching in lockstep with the World Economic Forum. They want as many people jabbed as possible so they can murder them later. Oh, you think that's far-fetched? Hey, they've already come out of the box. Gates came out of the box and said, look, if we can depopulate the world just by coming out with a jab that gets rid of 10 to 15% of them. Isn't that fun? And people just, oh, no, you didn't say that. Yeah, you did. He said it. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And good morning once again, 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, the first day of February 2023. Much of the nation right now, and I'm talking about the southern states, mainly from Texas to Tennessee, just like we did last night, because I can hear the ice. We got about a quarter inch of ice down here, and of course that's all along from Texas to Tennessee, Dallas. Like 1,900 flights got canceled. And see, for those of you who are irate with the airlines for canceling 1,900 flights, consider yourself lucky they did, because there are people getting smashed up and killed on the highways as a result of people thinking they can just go drive on the stuff. And they hit black ice and spin out of control and wreck their cars. And, oh, but hey, you know, they don't realize when you get out there what black ice is all about until you confront it. And then they forgot you have to steer in the direction of the skid. Oh, wow. Okay. So be it. It's going to, you know, it's going to blow over in the next couple days. But right now, everybody's living through hell. So sorry about that. Just thought we'd let you know, temperatures are in, you know, the freezing, right around the freezing mark. Meanwhile, in Arizona, things are heating up, as the Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes, has asked Attorney General Chris Mays to investigate and consider taking enforcement action against Carrie Lake for a potential felony. after her Twitter account shared a graphic containing images of voter signatures on ballots she identified as having been illegally counted. Well, here's the thing, Adrian.
Hey, Adrian, I got some news for you, Adrian.
Carrie Lake gets discovery. She gets to come after you, Adrian, and find out what kind of back-channel political communication you've been having with Attorney General Chris Mays and exposing all of you. Perhaps you should have thought about that, how she could come in there and unzip your fly, and it won't be for the obvious, Adrian. Nope. It'll be to expose how corrupt you are and how corrupt Chris Mays is, because to show something on Twitter is like saying, okay, you showed this stuff on Twitter, and this is like evidence proving, you know, trying to spread the word that, hey, Arizonans, you need to wake up. Now they want to take felony action against Carrie Lake. Well, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think a jury in their right mind would convict Carrie Lake of a felony for trying to get the truth out. Just don't see it happening, folks. I see more people being exposed. I wish it was possible for everything that every public official did wrong, that I mean seriously affected the election, that we should be able to pull their pants down and take one of those giant paddles that we used to get when we were in school and whack them, a good one, right on the keister. You know, remember way back when corporal punishment was the thing? And boy, you got one swat of that thing, and it had holes in it too, so the air would flow right through it as it came clocking in on your butt. You walked out of there sore. Let me tell you, lesson learned, right? Oh, we can't do that now. That's child abuse. The FBI, by the way, is declining to comment on reports that agents searched Biden's Washington office at Penn Biden. That's a think tank run by Biden, of course, in mid-November. Yep. It came after Biden's personal lawyers found classified documents there on November 2nd. How did that happen? How did they find classified documents? Who told them there were classified documents there in the first place? You see, that's how politics works, folks. Boy, when Biden announced that he was going to run again, all of a sudden, boom, hey, guess what? We just found classified documents. You think that was by design? Or you think it was just happenstance? What was it anyway? Do you remember Republican Rep. George Santos in New York? The one that basically lied on his resume? Well, he says he's going to recuse himself from serving on House committees, according to what he told his GOP colleagues in a closed-door meeting yesterday amid ongoing scrutiny about his background and questions about his future in Congress. Yeah, he's going to focus primarily on serving the constituents in New York's 3rd Congressional District and providing federal-level representation without distraction. Really? Wow. If you lied about that, you know, hey, you just fit. Santos should fit right in with the rest of government. They're all pathological liars. They've all got skeletons in their closet. You know, the funny thing about it is nobody can seem to pre-screen and make them take a civil servants test before they start running for election. Isn't that amazing how that works? Not a one can. Trevor Loudon was on the show, said the same thing. That was a powerful broadcast, by the way. You should go listen to it if you missed it. Share it with your friends. The IRS, meanwhile, is issuing a reminder that January 31st is the deadline for employers to file W-2 forms and other wage statements, and that wage earners should be aware of this deadline to help them guard against tax refund scams. The forms W-2 and W-3 have to be submitted for 2022 to the SSA by January 31, and that was yesterday, with the applicable deadline to both electronic and paper filings. And of course, filing these documents timely prevents late filing penalties for employers and helps employees file their income tax return and prevents tax fraud, according to the IRS, like they know. IRS doesn't even know half of what's in their code. Yeah, that's why all these consumption-based and, you know, flat tax advocates are all out in droves. We've had them on our show, right? Been talking about, oh, we had a consumption tax. And giant sales tax across the country. Wouldn't that be fun? And that's the way it is. That's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way. I like it. said Walter Cronkite. He never said that. I'm just messing with you. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has warned that the Chinese Communist Party, oh, the Maragato, Mr. Roboto, has infiltrated every single major U.S. university. Oh, does that mean we all going to get a liberal education? Yeah, I mean, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it, so it must be true. He was on Sunday Morning Futures program on Fox News, and he pointed to the University of Pennsylvania, which was in the spotlight recently after classified documents showed up at Penn Biden Center. Yeah, Biden worked there from mid-2017 to 2019 until he started campaigning for the 2020 election. Then he hid in his basement. They're all at the University of Pennsylvania, too, Pompeo said, referring to the invasion of the CCP, like Day of the Triffids, you know. But and now if they've gone to all these liberal colleges, you know, they're paying all these liberal professors all this big tenure money, and they're teaching your kids all this liberal garbage so they can come home and bust up the family and argue with the dinner table and call their parents a bunch of, you know, right-wing fascist pigs. And, you know, remember all the stuff that we used to do in the 60s when Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin and the Chicago 7 came out? You heard all the Democratic National Convention in Chicago yelling, the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. You know, and they put that on the Chicago Transit Authority album, as a matter of fact. See, you can't erase history, especially when it's embedded in music. Because people, man, they remember music lyrics and stuff. But, you know, they're trying to erase all that, but sorry, you're not going to be able to erase copyrighted music. That's going to stay right where it is. Anybody trying to go into the copyright office at the Library of Congress trying to destroy documents is in for a real treat. You're going to prison. It's not like the statues they can rip down. No, 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 no. Not like that. And believe it or not, Tennessee, yep, peace and quiet. Still a major draw for people moving to smaller yet growing states. Tennessee's one of them. For more crowded states such as New York, lower taxes, no state income tax, great personal freedom, conservative politics. Tennessee surpassed 7 million residents last year for the first time, according to Census Bureau estimates, making it the seventh fastest growing state in the U.S. by population last year. Huh. And see, people are moving from Illinois, too, and New York. Lower property taxes, low or no state income tax. Yeah. More conservative populations. How conservative are they? Well, maybe it's because they love their guns. And people are sick and tired of being told in these blue states, you can't have a gun. Or you can't have a gun that holds more than 10 rounds in a magazine. Yeah. Yeah, Pritzker and Hochul and all you and Newsom. We all know where you're headed. God doesn't need to judge. we've already done that, haven't we? Yeah, well, when God comes back, we'll see. I know.
You just wait till the Father gets home.
Oh, and now here we have. Do you really? Hold on. I'm playing my thumb and my forefinger, I'm making circular motions. That's my little turntable playing My Heart Bleeds for you. Those of you watching me on video streaming, you can see what I'm doing right now. There is an anchor at MSNBC, MSDNC. Yeah, Yasmin Vasugian. Present tight. She revealed in a recent segment she was hospitalized with heart inflammation in December, leading her to miss work for about a month. She started to experience chest pains that waxed and waned over a period of 10 days. Those pains continued to get worse over the coming days, she added. Well, gee, I wonder why. MSDNC, let's see, they're in New York. Vaccine mandate. Hi there, boys and girls. Can you say, I got jabbed? Well, she's not admitting it. You see, they're all in denial. I'll bet that jab, I'll bet it didn't even pop into her liberal brain. And it's all like distraction, you know what I mean? It's like the liberal couple that asked their kid what he wanted for Christmas. He said, I want a watch. So they let him. That's a joke. Okay, come on. I'm trying to lighten up your Monday here. You know, it's bad enough we have all this sucky news out there, but, you know, hey, this woman does not want to admit. Yep, if you heard that crackling, that was more ice hitting the roof of my house. Anyway, the situation is such that she doesn't want to admit that she had severe myocarditis and pericarditis because she got the jab. Now, what happens? What's everybody going to say if all of a sudden she has another heart attack? Because heart inflammation leads up to that. I mean, she might go in the hospital. What happens when she finally, you know, imagine that Yasmin, she's on camera. And all of a sudden, boom. Now she's not on camera. Now she's out of her chair, laying on the floor, dead of a heart attack, while everybody on set goes, oh, my God. Oh, they're still in denial that the jab had anything to do with it because they believe everything they're told, right? And they'll have her cremated. End of story. Scatter her ashes wherever. So be it. It happened. One less person that we have to worry about in the Great Reset. And of course, those of you that illegally got money from PRAC. Well, it's not PRAC, actually. They're the Response Accountability Committee for the pandemic. They're a federal watchdog overseeing the pandemic era spending. And they found the U.S. government issued $5.4 billion in potentially fraudulent pandemic loans, according to a report released this week. 69,323 questionable Social Security numbers. And don't be surprised if they don't start investigating. $5.4 billion in loans, huh? Wow. Pay it back or else. In the health category. Oh, by the way, Tom Brady has announced he's retiring from the NFL for good. For those of you who want to have that awe moment. Gee, I wonder why all of a sudden, maybe because Tom Brady was named in a lawsuit, as it was his wife or ex-wife or whatever she is, Giselle, the former Victoria's Secret model. Yeah, named along with Sam Bankman-Fried. And people are suing them because they were spokespeople for his little caper. Maybe that's why he's retiring. Who knows? Maybe he's going to get on his little yacht out there off the coast of Tampa and go sail away into the sunset so they can't serve him. Oh, my. The FDA, by the way, oh, wait till you hear this in the health category. This is just crazy, crazy. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued new guidance easing restrictions on gay men donating blood. Oh, shut up. See, I told you I do 80 different character voices, right? I know. They're going, Krieger, you did that voice just a little too well. No, you learn how to do that. You listen to them enough, talking all about, you know, what they do and, oh, it's okay to be gay and don't say gay and that. You hear all that. And you see the garbage going on. You see them all out there dancing in front of little kids dressed up in drag and, you know, talking about their artificial you-know-what. And so the FDA basically is saying after a 60-day public comment period, the rule is expected to take effect. So gay men can go out there and donate blood. Wow. So you go to the hospital and you need a transfusion. See where I'm going with that one? That should scare you just a little bit. Because of the fact that, you know, what about AIDS? What about HIV? What about all that? You know? Well, you don't know where that guy's been or who's been in him. Maybe he got contaminated. Maybe they came in the back door and he's got HIV and now he donated blood and now here you are ready to get your transfusion and you have no earthly idea what's in that bag of blood you're about to have juiced through your veins. Now, we talked about yesterday on the show, can cell phones contribute to male infertility? Well, I'll tell you what, if you're driving around in your automobile and your cell phone is between your legs, they did a study of some 361 men that was published last year, showed that increased cell phone use is related to a poorer quality of sperm. It was a self-reported study and has limitations, but there was significant relationship between cell phone use and sperm quality, especially among men who use cell phones for more than 4 hours a day.
Yeah, we just got to have that me phone. Got to have that me phone. Huh?
You see, that's one of the reasons why this is sitting over here on my desk away from me. The best thing you can do is put it in a carrier and keep it away from you and use your speakerphone, your hands-free when you're driving. And put it on speakerphone when you're talking. And if somebody goes, could you please, you know, don't put that on speaker. Call from a landline if you're worried so much about poor quality of sperms. We're talking about EMF here. Radio frequency electromagnetic waves that a cell phone emits when it's in talk mode can lead to higher levels of free radicals in sperm samples from healthy men. Free radicals, by the way, are the rogue molecules that have been implicated in heart disease, cancer, and numerous other human diseases, as well as the reduction in sperm motility and viability. So you wonder why you can't have kids? Don't blame her. If you got that cell phone between your legs 4 hours a day or more, according to the study, you be the judge. A top expert has sounded the alarm on a surge in antidepressant use, Dr. Peter Bregan. We've had him on the show before. Kids, especially, are being put on dangerous psychiatric drugs. Yeah, antidepressants. It's crazy. Phenomenon was almost unheard of prior to a few decades ago, and now it's the leading cause of death in American kids and still surging. This is data highlighted by the American Psychological Association. Number of Americans on antidepressants surged by almost two-thirds in just 15 years. Rate of suicides among American kids is soaring as well. Oh, but you just keep handing out those pills. Hey, man, here, eat these. Yeah. Remember that Sergeant Stadanko from Cheech and Chong?
Now, Billy, whatever it is you have in your mouth, swallow it immediately.
Oh, thanks, sister. Hey, Billy, here, eat these too, man. Eat these too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, what a web we weave, huh? Hey, Big Pharma's making money, so what do we care? Yeah, we should. By the way, you know, this freshwater fish in the U.S. have been rendered so toxic by environmental pollutants that even eating one fish a year could be dangerous to your health. EWG researchers analyzed data from more than 500 fish fillets collected across the U.S. from 2013 to 15. They were collected from U.S. streams, rivers, and lakes. They had a median level of total PFASs of 9,500 nanograms per kilogram. Fish from the Great Lakes were even more toxic, coming in with a median PFAS level of 11,800 nanograms per kilogram. Consuming a single serving of freshwater fish annually equates to a month of drinking water contaminated with PFOS, which is one type of PFAS, at a concentration of 48 parts per trillion. In addition to freshwater fish, toxic PFASs are found widely in air, surface water, groundwater, drinking water, soil, other types of food packaging, personal care products, and more.
Oh, we shouldn't drink or eat or do anything. We need to just starve.
You know what? Just don't stay away from the freshwater fish unless they're in. If they're in your pond and you put them there and you know they were healthy when you put them there and it's been stocked and you have a stocked pond, only way I touch that stuff. Maybe you want to catch one and take it into the lab and have them test it just to be on the safe side. Bill Gates, by the way, you talk about insider trading. He invested in artificial eggs before the mysterious egg shortage and price hikes. His unnatural interest in food includes massive acreage of U.S. farmland, investments in artificial meat companies like Beyond Meat, and now an artificial egg company that aims to replace real eggs laid by chickens. Yeah, with food processing companies burning to the ground and chickens suddenly declining in egg laying, egg prices have gone through the roof. Coincidence or no? Or is it Bill Gates making lots of money off the backs of hardworking Americans that need to eat and they want to eat good food? Another reason why I have a flock and you should too. Breitbart Business Digest is showing softer labor costs and a better than expected outlook from GM, Government Motors, appears to have convinced markets the crash test dummies of the U.S. economy might emerge relatively unscathed from what until recently looked to be a pretty serious collision with monetary policy. The employment cost index, a broad barometer of wages and benefits produced every 3 months by the Labor Department, rose by just 1 point in the fourth quarter, according to figures released yesterday, slightly below the consensus forecast for a 1.1% rise. Yeah, what are we talking about statistics for? It's all gobbledygook. You know if your economy is good at home. You got more month at the end of the money? There's your sign. There's your shine. Yep. And WhatsApp, by the way, use WhatsApp. Maybe you want to delete that. Hijackers are able to take over the WhatsApp app while you sleep. Yep. Late last week, Twitter user Zuck, that's his hack ban me name, tweeted an issue about WhatsApp, which has the potential to turn heads. He explains attackers can take advantage of two things, a user's availability and how ID verification works on WhatsApp. Yep. You got to know. It's in our email blast for those of you who want to read it, along with all the other stuff we got going on. Anyway, we will be back at the top of the hour after the break with Carolyn Blakeman and Jamie Scherr. Stay with us here. You're going to love this segment on the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-
817-9829.